Hi, welcome to the Kegel and Corey Show. This is the second episode of this sexy podcast, man. How does this make you feel, Corey?
Feels awesome, dude. I'm excited about this week's show. We got a lot of awesome topics to talk about, and I can't wait to get into it.
Heck yeah, man. And we recently decided to do an episode every Monday and Thursday, which is going to be twice the awesomeness
in twice one a week.
Yep. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it.
Nah, we can do it.
But, man, we got a lot of things going on. We got the website up. We got the Twitter, the Instagram, the SoundCloud. We got all that stuff popping. And everything's going great, considering it's not even been a week yet. Everything's popping along, and it's going to be great. So, we got some interviews, ideas, and bunch of ideas for the shows and the website. The website, it's actually usable now. KegelandCoreyShow.com.
Yes, Dylan has worked so hard on this. He's been doing an amazing job.
Heck yeah, man. But, so, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start the show with some cool topics that Corey's got.
Okay, this topic hits close to home for me, and for a lot of you people too, because I know I'm not the only Stone Temple Pilots fan in the room. I want to talk about something that hurts me right in my heart, and it's the fact that Scott Weiland's no longer the singer for Stone Temple Pilots. As of February 27, 2013, Stone Temple Pilots terminated him, and he was very angry about this, and what made it worse was they got Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, the band everyone knows, to be their front man. As far as that goes, I don't really have a problem with Chester when he's with Linkin Park, but when he's with my favorite band, it just doesn't fit.
So is he still going to be doing Linkin Park stuff, or just...
Yeah, Stone Temple Pilots is pretty much a side project, kind of like Velvet Revolver was with Scott when he was with Stone Temple Pilots. But, I mean, it's sad. It was really sad, the reason that they kicked him out of the band. His drug abuse derailed recording sessions and promo runs for tours, most notably for the group's third album, Tiny Music. Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. What an album name, man. It's a crazy album name. And the drug use, I'm not exactly sure what drugs he was on. I've heard heroin. I haven't studied into it that much because I don't care. I don't want to know. It hurts me. But as that was happening, he drifted away to work on several solo albums, as well as starting a new band, or not really starting a new new band, but joining Velvet Revolver. You know, Slash played in that. I think the suckiest part about it completely is when Scott released a statement saying he learned of his supposed termination from STP by reading about it in the press. He said, "I'm not sure how I can be terminated from a band that I founded, fronted, and co-wrote many of its biggest hits." And when he says biggest hits, he means it. Their very first album, Core, it had my favorite songs by Stone Temple Pilots. It had Plush, Creep, and Wicked Garden, Sex Type Thing. Those four songs were on that album, and it was amazing.
Plush is probably the song that everyone knows.
Of course. But even after that, even after he was terminated, he still looked forward to have what was left of his fan base to come see him in his solo shows, which was awesome. Back to Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. Scott wasn't happy about Chester replacing him and stated that they shouldn't be calling themselves STP without him. I don't know. The way I see it is, like, with the band I'm in now, if my lead singer got on drugs real bad, I think I would do everything in my power to help him. Have an intervention or whatever. Like, do whatever I could. And they may have. I don't know. There's two sides to every story, but maybe they could have tried harder. Maybe he just didn't want help. Either way, he's going to be one of my favorite singers until the day I die.
I really can't wrap my head around the fact that lead singer Linkin Park is now the front man for Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, don't get me started on it. It pisses me off, it really does, because it's like I said, when Chester is with Linkin Park, that's fine with me. He sounds good with that band. to those fans, but I'm not a fan of Linkin Park, and his voice does not fit the Stone Temple Pilots motif whatsoever. Not in my opinion, anyway. People can disagree. I don't care. But one good thing about it is he's been very respectful towards Scott and has remained out of the drama between the band. And I mean, Scott Weiland and the rest of the band have had drama since day one. I'm just so sad about it, man.
It's pretty sad, man. It blackens my heart.
It does mine, too. He was such an amazing entertainer. Not just a singer in the studio, but on stage he would do shit like he would get a megaphone for vocal effects. That's hilarious. If you watch his, Piece of Pie, one of my favorite songs by them, and the House of Blues, that live show, he had on that very same show, he had the megaphone when they did Dead and Bloated. And it was an amazing live performance, but it was hilarious at the same time. But I think when they broke up, they were supposed to actually have a fall tour celebrating the 20th anniversary of Core, their first album. But on February 27th, they announced that they had officially terminated Scott from the band. Good news is, Scott's third solo album will be released in March of this year, 2015, and I'm looking forward to it. So that's my 5 cents on the matter. I'm through talking about it because now I'm sad. What do you got?
Well, it's a pretty sad situation, but a lot of sad things have been happening in the rock and roll industry, like the fact that it's dying.
Amen.
Is sad enough. So, I mean, there's many things that we could talk about. I could talk about it all day, but we all know that, I mean, it's just not like what it used to be. I mean, when's the last time you popped on the radio or heard a good old rock song come out? Everyone, I mean, just talk about it and just love it and get excited about going to the concerts and going to the store buying the record.
Yeah, if you want to listen to the radio, you're going to have to listen to techno beats, and that's about it. All their music is made on a MacBook now.
Yeah, I remember when all that stuff first came out. That was like what everyone made fun of. And now, every song in the radio has some type of techno in it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Sounds like an elephant farting into a microphone.
Never heard it put it that way.
If I may.
Did you have a visual with that in your head?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's disgusting.
Is there like a special place for this? Like elephant fart harvesters. .org.
Ask Skrillex, he knows.
Man.
Did you say elephantfartharvesters.org?
Now we're going to have a bunch of emails. So don't talk shit about Skrillex. He's my favorite.
Yeah, thanks a lot, me.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on, let's get off this subject because I'm not going to stop if we don't.
Hey, man. I got some cool articles for you guys.
What do we got?
Well, I was searching through the interwebs. And I was thinking about every podcast, I'm going to search through the interwebs, find some cool articles for you guys. Some stuff that you wouldn't see, maybe, on your normal television day broadcast.
Television day broadcast.
Heck yeah, man. Alright. Okay. January 16th. A man pulled down his pants in front of startled shoppers and tried to have sex with a postbox. Paul Bennett, 45, started making sexual advances towards the traditional red pill and shouted, "Wow!" while rubbing himself up and down against it. A woman shopper saw him performing the bizarre and lewd act and, you know, September 9th of last year. Bennett pleaded guilty of 2 charges of indecent exposure and using threatening and abusive words. with abusive behavior in the court. Yeah, and he was also ordered to pay 50 pounds, because this isn't happening in America, 50 pounds to the victim, 150 pounds in court costs, and 60 pounds in victim surcharge to sign sexual offenders register. Now, I could transfer those pounds into dollars, but...
You said it was 50 pounds?
That's that. Yeah.
It was like a little over 100 US dollars.
No one cares.
Okay. But what my thing is, dude, he paid $100 pretty much to flirt with a mailbox.
Yeah, I don't know what to... It didn't say he was drunk or anything, so I guess he was just walking down the road chilling.
Well, look, man, that is a sexy mailbox.
Yeah, man, red. He must have a thing for, like, red.
Look at the look on his face. He's
tall and skinny red. I like him round. I like him red.
How is that not the story?
I like him made out of metal.
Oh, my God. How is that not the story of the year?
Because, man, it's just... They wouldn't show that in normal news. Everyone would be like, why is this on my TV right now? So they're listening to our shitty podcast.
It's not shitty. Why would you say that?
An Australian man dressed in a Star Wars costume said that the armor saved him from a venomous snake bite. So this guy was wearing the Stormtrooper outfit from, you know, Star Wars. And I guess he was just walking down the road, chilling. And the highly venomous creature tried to sink his teeth into his shins, only to be stopped by short plastic armor of his costume.
You know what's awesome about that?
What?
That nerd's nerdiness saved his life. If that would have been some jock prick with muscles and his tan legs and khaki shorts,
he would have been dead.
Exactly.
And they try to tell us that's the way we should live our lives to survive. So, be nerds and you'll survive snake bites.
Other
that's
things,
the moral
maybe
that we
not.
Should leave from this.
Well, maybe that was just a one-time thing.
The moral, bro. It's all about the moral.
Okay. I agree.
Man tries to buy a ghost on Craigslist. Tries to sell a ghost on Craigslist. I have a male ghost for sale. He came into my house when I purchased an old wooden chest.
Wow.
He's attached to the chest. The chest comes along with the ghost. He's attached to it, hence the previous sentence. Whatever room I put the chest in, he hangs in it around. And if I try to hide the chest, he searches for it. And even gets mad if he can't find it for a while. You get the chest and the ghost for $300. Please email. Now, not only do we have the article, but guess what else we have?
What?
Emails to the person offers. There are offers for this.
I think one of those is for me.
Hey, saw your ad for the ghost. Couple of quick questions. I think this might be yours. Scary or nice? 2. How big is the ghost? My apartment is huge. Not trying to be suffocated every day by this ghost. He has to respect my space. So this guy doesn't want ghosts all up in his grill.
He's got a small apartment, so he can't be suffocated by this completely real thing.
Does the ghost get along with dogs? Is this dog a pet person? I think is what he's asking.
Is this ghost a pet person? From my personal experience in watching TV for 20 years, animals and spirits do not get along.
For notice, you are in Wisconsin. Is the ghost a Packers fan? Sort of a deal breaker. So, like, I guess I don't want ghosts living in here. Unless he's a fan of the Packers.
I'm so fucking done with the internet now. That's it. I'm through.
5. Is it one of those ghosts that go around and try to jerk me off while I sleep? Not judging gay people, but I'm not into that sort of stuff. So I'd rather not have a gay ghost that tries to fuck me all the time. think that's about it. Let me know, and I can come talk. And now it says talk. Remind you. So I can come talk a look at this ghost.
Talk a look at this ghost.
Damn.
That dude was on methamphetamines.
There's the answer to the email.
Oh.
Hi there. I can't answer any of your questions. And if you showed up with $1,000, I could not sell to you. This is serious. I'm pissed off once and it hurt.
He pissed it off once and it hurt him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I pissed it off once and it hurt me. I have pictures. I've also played around with it and had a little fun. I had a video of that. And if I try to send it off with just anyone, it will hurt me. I'm not a quack. This is real.
I'm not a quack and this is real.
Here's another email for someone making an offer. So the price just went from 300 to 1,000? No, I think this is actually the same email. Yeah, this is the same email. So the price went from 300 to 1,000. I have to admit, I like the way you do your business. Now I want that ghost even more. You caught my bluff. Can I see the video? How did it hurt you? Do you have any measurements? I'm 6'2", 230 pounds. You seem small. Are you small? Unless this ghost is a giant, I'll put him in a sharpshooter before he can say boo.
What?
So I guess if the ghost threatens him, he'll 360 no scope him before he can say boo.
Oh.
360 no scope ghost. Let me know. I'm not a quack either, FYI.
I'm so ashamed of my own species, man.
If that makes you ashamed of your own species. Florida teen pretends to be a doctor for a month, isn't charged.
I gotta call bullshit on this one.
Police in Florida and officials say that at St. Mary's Medical Center in West Palm Beach have agreed not to charge a teenager they caught posing as a doctor. Police were called Tuesday after a patient alerted staff at the medical center's OBGYN office that a juvenile dressed in a lab coat was inside an exam room. The patient said the lab coat had St. Mary's logo and anesthesiologist snitched in the front. A security guard told the police he had seen the teen around the hospital for a month. So this security guard saw this kid in there for a whole month and I guess this didn't say anything?
He's giving us security guards a bad name.
I mean, we're security guards. Well, did you let that happen? I wouldn't let that happen.
Well, it depends if he gave me money or not.
Well, then I guess you're a corrupt security guard.
Everything's corrupt.
The teen told police he's been a doctor for years. The teen's mother told police he's under the care of a doctor and he's not taking his medicine.
How does it say how old he was?
It doesn't.
So it was some pervert who wanted to play a...
No, it was a teenager.
Wanted to play the role of an OBGYN.
He was about at least under 18, I think, or under 20. Filthy hero survives ride in a garbage truck.
Where did you find these, man?
A man searching for his wallet in a trash bin in Northern California was scooped up by a garbage truck and taken on a long ride. Reports that the man survived the ride in the rear of a garbage truck. His name was not released. Yolo County Sheriff.
That's really what it says.
Yolo County Sheriff said the man got stuck in the trash can when it made a pickup Tuesday. The truck was headed to the landfill. The man told police he was stuck in the truck for about an hour. Authorities said the man told police he used lumber in the truck to reach the top of the garbage pile and avoid the compactor.
Oh, man.
He was taken to the hospital because he was bitching about back and neck pains.
Does the article say he was bitching about it?
No, I added that. That was my own little thing. Last one I got here. Pair tried to smuggle heroin-laced Bible into jail. This was in Connecticut.
Oh, man.
law enforcement officials in Southwest Ohio say two people attempted to smuggle a heroin-laced Bible into the county justice center. Sheriff's Office spokesman says an officer examined the Bible following the standard sweeper deliveries using a K-9 in December. The book was sent to the coroner's office for testing after the office noticed a coffee-like stain. The coroner's office confirmed the substance was heroin. A regional narcotics unit determined the stain contained about 30 to 40 hits of this narcotic. Officials say 39-year-old Tiani, some weird name, insert strange name here, sent the Bible to 28-year-old inmate Timothy King. Both have been charged with illegal conveyance of contraband into a correctional facility.
You know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Bibles are being used for that type of thing. I've known Bibles being used to roll joints. People have used pages of the Bible to roll joints too.
They obviously have no shame. Or maybe they want to get high with...
Whoa, easy. Watch what you're going to say.
Get high with God. In the room. Not like getting... God's not in there getting stoned with them. I just meant like maybe it's a religious thing for them. I'm saying he's in there toking it up. I'm just saying maybe they're like, hey, maybe if we roll joints out of Bible pages, we'll get closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You're which digging what, a hole.
Which is what anyone could ask for.
Well, I know of a person, and his name will not be stated, but he actually told me, he said, I feel like I'm getting something from God when I smoke the book of Matthew. And he smoked the entire book of Matthew. You know how many pages that is?
I would like to say that we both think that smoking, for using the Bible, is wrong. You shouldn't do that. And you shouldn't get butthurt about what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're just talking. We shouldn't have to sit here and, oh, we don't condone this. Which we don't, but still, you need to get over it seriously.
We're just saying.
Yeah, if you don't like it, don't listen. Why would you pull that up?
This is for the game.
Explain the game, or should I?
Okay, this is a game that we play where we find things on the internet, and I read them off. And whoever's turn it is reads it, and the other person tries not to laugh.
Yeah, like...
He's already failed. The game hasn't even started yet. Yeah. What I'm going to do is 13 delightfully disturbing pickup lines.
Okay, hold on, let me get ready.
But it's actually going to be 12 because you already read one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, guys, the objective is I cannot laugh or I owe him $20. This is something we do at the end of every episode, and it's his turn this week, so let's get to it.
If you were a booger, I'd pick you.
Nope.
You're hotter than the bottom of my laptop.
Getting there.
I would make out with your shadow on a gravel driveway.
That's just weird.
I'm usually a gold medalist, but I'll make sure you come first, girl.
Nope.
I wish you were my little toe, so I could bang you on every little piece of furniture in my house. Hey, girl. Hey. I'd love to eat your brains out.
He's making that sound effect because it's a picture of a zombie saying it.
Yeah. Wanna hibernate?
That's a bear pun.
Hibernate? Hey, Corey, do you wanna hibernate?
With who?
You smell like trash. Can I take you out?
That's actually pretty smooth.
Hey, girl. You smell like shit. like probably my trash, girl. Let me take you out, girl. I know you like
it. Oh, my God.
Hey, girl. I want to live in your socks so I can be with you every step of the way. Oh.
That's weird, but kind of sweet.
It's not even funny. If I could be anything... If I could be anything in this world, girl, I'd be your bathwater. Your bathwater, girl. Your bacteria-filled, dirty, nasty bathwater.
This is creepy.
I'm going to ride you like a camel out of the sexual Sahara.
That was actually pretty good.
So... See, obviously this is, well, I mean, I guess, you know, so, I can wear your crotch like a feed bag? And this is said to where you're supposed to say it like you're excited. Like, so, I can wear your crotch like a feed bag? What? Girl, get, boy.
Is that it?
That's it. You laughed, though. Like
I did laugh. Let's pick our favorite.
I don't know. I kind of like... You smell like trash, girl. Can I take you out?
I laughed on like the second or third one. Which one was it?
You made me go back. I wish you were my little toe so I could bang you on every piece of the furniture in my house. Which is...
That's the best one to me. I love that one.
It's part of funny, I think. I think so, dude. I sure don't think so myself.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for tonight.
It's all the time we got for tonight.
Just because we're in the South doesn't mean you have to embrace the accent.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some bitch.
Some bit. Ate my sandwich. Ate my sir. Okay. So, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Tune in Thursday. Yeah.
And then the Monday and the next Thursday. And then how about every week, Monday, Thursday, Kegel and Corey Show.com. Check it out. All our podcasts and Gia's Knit will be up on that stuff. So, thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, we love you. Bye.